This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Monday, October 19, 2009. Sharing a commitment. The scripture is Genesis 17, verse 9. You must keep my covenant, you and your descendants after you. God called Abraham into a special relationship. Imagine God coming and declaring, I will be your God. I will give you this land and make you into a great people, and I will be their God. God's promise moved from a call to one person to include a covenant community, a people sharing a common commitment. Healthy families and healthy communities enjoy the unifying bond of sharing a common origin. They also share a destiny. It's not just about individuals and what's good for the few. It's about what's needed to accomplish their common purpose for existence. Churches as communities are most effective in reaching the lost and teaching the ways of God to a wandering world when they have a common commitment. Meaningful relationships function best when they share a common religious goal or commitment. A preacher once emphasized this by explaining that people who meet in Chicago cannot travel both to Los Angeles and Miami at the same time together. A shared community is on a journey together. Abraham's covenant community shared the blood-shedding sign of circumcision. Today, God's covenant community shares the blood-sealed sign of Christ's sacrificial love. Christ's love is what holds us together. It's a love nobody should be without.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.